This audio poem is a production of poetryfoundation.org.
This one is a prose poem, and it was a place where I was able to deposit a couple of ideas that came from the world, little scientific facts that I learned that really captured my imagination. The title, That Magnificent Part the Chorus Does About Tragedy, is a phrase lifted from the journals of Sylvia Plath. That magnificent part the chorus does about tragedy. There is a theory of crying that tears are the body's way of releasing excess elements from the brain. There is a theory of dreaming that each one serves to mend something torn, like cells of new skin lining up to cover a hole. I'm not one to have dreams about flying, but last week we were 30 feet above the bay. This was where we went to discuss things, so that no matter what we decided, it was only we two out there, and we'd have to fly back together. I'm not one to have dreams where animals can speak, but last night a weeping mare I'd been told to bridle wanted me to save her. We discussed what was left of her ability to take children for rides, how much trot, how much canter. But I wasn't sure I could do it, having already bridled her and all. I was once very brave. Once I was very brave. I was very brave once. I boarded a plane before dawn. I carried all those heavy bags. I stayed up the whole night before, folding the house into duffel bags. I took a curl from the base of your skull and opened the door to the rusty orange wagon and weighed those heavy duffel bags and smiled at the airport official. I boarded a tiny propeller plane, and from a tiny window, I watched you walk back to the rusty orange wagon. They say the whole world is warming by imperceptible degrees. I watched the rusty orange wagon go whizzing by.